You're using too much pepper, Jillian tells her sister. I think I can manage to make mashed potatoes. Sally has fixed them at every Thanksgiving dinner she's cooked since she first left the aunt's house. She's completely sure of what she's doing, even though the kitchen utensils are old-fashioned and a bit rusty. But of course, since Jillian is such a changed woman, she gives advice freely, even when she doesn't know what she's talking about. I know about pepper, Jillian insists. That's too much. Well, I know potatoes, Sally says. And as far as she's concerned, that had better be that, especially if they want to serve dinner at 3. They arrived late last night. Ben and Jillian are staying in the attic. Kylie and Antonia are sharing what used to be a sitting room. And Sally is in the chilly little alcove up near the back stairs on a fold-out cot. The heat's on the fritz, so they've dragged out all the old feather quilts and built a fire in every fireplace, and they've called the boiler man, Mr. Jenkins, to come repair whatever's wrong. Even though it's Thanksgiving morning and Mr. Jenkins doesn't want to leave the comfort of his easy chair, when Francis got on the phone with him, they all knew he'd be there by noon. The aunts keep complaining that too much fuss is being made, but they smile when Kylie and Antonia grab them and kiss their cheeks and tell them how much they love them and insist they always will. The aunts are advised that they mustn't be concerned that Scott Morrison is taking the bus up from Cambridge, since he'll bring a sleeping bag and will camp out on the living room floor. They'll barely even be aware of his presence, and that goes for the two roommates he's bringing along as well. The only cat left is Magpie, who is so ancient he gets up only in order to get to his food bowl. The rest of the time he's curled onto a special silk cushion on a kitchen chair. One of Magpie's eyes doesn't open at all anymore, but his good eye is fixed on the turkey, which is cooling on an earthenware platter in the center of the wooden table. Buddy is being kept in the attic. Ben is there with him, feeding him the last of the carrots from the aunt's garden. Since Magpie has been known to catch baby bunnies who cower between the rows of cabbage, he's been known to eat them whole.